Hello, hello. It's Marissa, and you are listening from Boise. How's it going? It's a pretty nice week this week, huh? I kind of like the moody spring weather, but that's just me. There's a lot of fun stuff going on this weekend. There's some fun, like, holiday things. Star Wars Day, May the 4th, and Cinco de Mayo, plus lots of other things. So let's get into it, shall we? You know the drill. If you're looking for more stuff besides what I talk about, go check out the newsletter. That's either in your inbox or from boise.com. All right, here's some markets that are happening this weekend. On Saturday, May 4th, Boise Farmers Market's happening. That one goes from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's at 1500 Shoreline Drive off of Americana Boulevard. That one's like a lot of food and produce stuff. Also on Saturday, Capital City Public Market is happening. That one's from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. It's on the Grove Plaza in downtown Boise. Meridian Main Street Market is on Saturday. That's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. and it happens at Meridian City Hall, like in the plaza out front and then on the street next to it. Nampas Farmers Market's on Saturday. That's from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. and that one's in Lloyd Square Park in Nampa. This Saturday is the kickoff for Eagle Saturday Market. That's 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. and that's at Eagle City Hall's campus. They have like food, craft vendors, live music. So that one starts and will be every Saturday. Also on Saturday, there's a Children's Entrepreneur Market. That's happening from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Bear Creek Park in Meridian. The address to that is 2400 South Stoddard Road. So these are all little vendor, you know, businesses that are run by local kids. You can go support them. And then also on Saturday, May 4th, the Makers Market is happening at the Village at Meridian. That one's got, you know, like local maker vendors, just like what it says. And that's from 12 to 6 p.m. And then on Sunday, the 36th Street Sunday Market is happening at Sakai Ale House. That is where the old garden center was on like Hill Road. That one goes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All right, Saturday, Star Wars Day, May the 4th. There's quite a few events happening for that. Idaho Film Society, which is in the old Greyhound bus station downtown, they will be screening the original unaltered theatrical version of Star Wars A New Hope at 1 p.m. That one might be my favorite, honestly. It's not like, you know, maybe graphically the best, obviously, because there's newer ones, but like, I love a young, hot Anakin. Who can resist that? Anyways, and like Princess Leia, it's just the best one. Okay, anyways, so actually one more thought on that. I kind of do like the one where Anakin turns evil. Like, I don't know if it's just the bad boy hotness, but like, I mean, I know it's kind of like disturbing in some parts, but anyways, what's your favorite Star Wars? Let me know. Okay, anyways, on Saturday, May 4th, Gem State Brewing is having a Star Wars Day celebration starting at 12 p.m. There will be Star Wars themed beers, an appearance by R2-D2, photo opportunities, and a barbecue. Repop Gifts is hosting a May the 4th event. That's going from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. They'll have some character photo ops. I heard Rey is going to be down there. Also, if you come in your favorite Star Wars costume, you get 10% off your entire purchase. And if you spend $50 or more, you get a free Repop tote bag, a free Star Wars tea towel, and a Star Wars pinback button. So if you want some free stuff, spend $50. On May 4th also, Saturday, it's free comic book day at Captain Comics. That's at 710 South Vista Ave. So if you can choose up to 5 books, 10 per group or family. And if you dress up, you can pick 2 more books from the selection available. That's going from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mad Swede Brew Hall, that's the one downtown, is hosting Scum and Villainy, which is a live Star Wars role-playing game from 8 to 10 p.m. Those tickets are $20 and they're going quick. So get on that if you want to go check it out. And then last but not least, Recycled Binds Comedy in Garden City is doing a Star Wars improv comedy show. And those tickets are $15 online, $20 at the door, or $5 for kids age 5 through 12. That show starts at 8 p.m. Sunday is Cinco de Mayo. And there's also quite a few events happening. Starting on Friday, May 3rd through Sunday, May 5th, Maddie's Wine and Whiskey Bar in Meridian is doing Cinco de Maddie. That's from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. each day. There's live music, food and drink specials, lots going on there. That event is 21 and over. Garibaldi's in Garden City is doing a Cinco de Mayo block party that starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday. There's drink and taco specials going on during the event, plus multiple DJs performing. Huston Vineyards is doing a Cinco de Vino Rosé release, so you can enjoy their 2023 vintage and a taco meal and salsa bar. Plus, they'll have live music and a special performance by Ballet Folklorico Mexico Lindo. That's on Saturday. On Saturday and Sunday, May 4th and 5th, Payette Brewing is celebrating Cinco de Mayo from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. each day. They, you know, will have beer and also margaritas all day long. They're also doing some specialty drinks and food trucks. On Sunday, May 5th, Hops and Bottles downtown is doing a salsa fest. You can enter your favorite salsa recipe. The competition starts at 2 p.m. There's prizes for winners and also free tacos, specialty drinks, and more. Barbarian Brewing in Garden City is celebrating Cinco de Mayo on Sunday, May 5th. With they have a Mexican lager called Tres Brujas. Also, their food truck on site, Joker's Barbecue, is doing nachos and brisket quesadillas. Indian Creek Plaza is doing their annual Cinco de Mayo event on Sunday. That's from 5 to 10 p.m. Lots of food, dancing, bands. It's a whole thing. That's like on the plaza in Caldwell. And then also on Sunday, May 5th, Ballet Folklorico is headed to the Warehouse Food Hall downtown. You can, you know, like watch them dance, check out the costumes, and, you know, take in the rich heritage with authentic choreography and music. And then last but not least, Enrique's Mexican restaurant in Nampa is doing a huge Cinco de Mayo buffet. They're going to have some of their favorite dishes rotating in the buffet throughout the night. So they're not doing their regular menu in for dine-in. It's the buffet only. However, you can do the regular menu for to-go. And that goes from 12 to 8 p.m. on Sunday. Mother's Day is coming up. Mother's Day is next weekend, next Sunday. So just heads up, go get your card. Make sure you get them in the mail by like Monday. You're welcome for reminding you. My friend Becca, who runs Boise with Kids, put together an amazing list of like local gifts for moms. I will link to that in the show notes for you. It's amazing. It really helped me, honestly. It's like a really good list. So I will leave that for you. But also there's a couple of Mother's Day events happening this weekend. On Saturday, May 4th, Angie's Farmhouse Metal Art is doing a Mother's Day event. Tons of gift ideas there. And also with every purchase, you get a free garden stake. That's a totally free event. On Saturday and Sunday, May 4th and 5th, it's Mom's Weekend at Williamson Orchard and Vineyard. They have two different drink specials. They have a Mom's Choice flight for $10, so like a wine flight, or special wines by the glass. They're also doing food trucks, an outdoor craft fair, lawn games, crafting for kids, all kinds of stuff. That goes from 12 to 5 p.m. And then on Sunday, May 5th, Highlands Hollow is doing a Mother's Day market out on in their like parking lot patio area. That goes from 12 to 3 p.m. Local vendors. You can also get some lunch while you're there. I just went there this week and I love Highlands Hollow. It's so good. They have the best. I mean, you can just tell they like make everything themselves. But also, you know what I love? Like a sign, I'm a sauce person. And a sign of a good restaurant to me is when they like bring over a small like caddy full of sauce to your table. I love that about Highlands Hollow. I'm just like, yeah, sauce me up. Love it. Okay, anyways. and then on Tuesday, May 7th, there's an it's called Mother's Day Bottle Bouquet event happening at Bodo Vino. So Bodo Vino is the wine bar in Bodo, obviously. And the Mother's Day bouquet is like you take a wine bottle and create a bouquet using that as the vase, as the boss. So that's at 6 p.m. The tickets are $50. It includes all the supplies you need. And of course, there's wine available too. All right. Here's some music for you this weekend / next week. If you're looking to do some dancing, the BOGO Boys are at Space Banana tonight. Friday, May 3rd, there's a summer set show, which is this new like rave slash house music series that's happening out at Heritage Social, which is on, what is that, Glenwood off Chinden. It's like right across the street from Expo, Idaho. So they're doing this new summer series. There's a stage outside that's also a silent disco and a stage inside. So it's like all DJs. It says that they're going to be doing like 4 or 5 throughout the summer. So this is the first one. Go check it out. And then Friday, May 3rd, there's also Ardalan, I think is how you say that. Roy Hobbs and Bearcat will be DJing at Space Banana. On Saturday, May 4th, Anna Morgan will be DJing at Space Banana. And then Vibrant, which is Rakim and some other DJ friends, will be at Hap Hap Lounge. If you're looking for some country tunes, check out Cat Clyde and Joe Abbott at Neuralux on Friday. I love Cat Clyde. I think that's going to be a really good show. So that one's at Neuralux. It's also Country Music Night on Friday night at Hap Hap. I believe that that's a DJ just playing country tunes. And then also on Friday, May 3rd, Tyler and the Train Robbers and Steven Denmark will be at Truefort Music Hall. Tyler and the Train Robbers are also really great. They're from Boise, I believe. And on Saturday, May 4th, there's an event at the Egyptian Theater called Will the Circle Be Unbroken, which is a tribute to the, you know, groundbreaking collaborative album of that name. You can hear traditional country music icons or covers of these icons: Patsy Cline, Hank Williams, Loretta Lynn, George Jones, Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson, many, many more. That's at the Egyptian on Saturday. Also on Saturday, Glenn Phillips, Douglas Cameron, and John Fricke are at the Sapphire Room. If you're looking for some rap, there's a really good rap hip-hop show happening at Shrine Social Club on Thursday tonight. Mike and 454, Nyon Tay, and El Castu are at Shrine Social Club. I saw Mike and 454 at Treefort. What was that? 2023, I think. And I really like them. If you, you know, like rap. 454 had, I don't know, I really like that show. I thought it was really good. It was at the Knitting Factory, but this one's at the Shrine, so it should be cool. And then on Saturday, May 4th, TNYG, Poonts, Sunsmith, and Freedom Renegades are at the Reef. Some of those, if not all, I should know this, but I have forgotten and I didn't write myself a note. Pretty sure those are all local hip-hop acts, so go check that out. Then if you're like into rap but you're also into orchestra, you might want to go see an orchestra rendition of Dr. Dre 2001. That's happening at the Knitting Factory on Tuesday, May 7th. Sounds interesting, huh? Another show I'm very excited for is tonight at Neuralux. Tropa Mágica, Lobo Lara, and K-Chef. It's like a cumbia rock show. I freaking love Tropa Mágica. They're one of my favorite bands ever. I saw them at a festival in Reno called Offbeat. I don't even know how long ago that was, but they like knocked my socks off and I've been a huge fan ever since. I'm super stoked they're coming to Boise. So if you like cumbia rock music, go check out Tropa Mágica tonight. And then Lobo Lara and K-Chef are locals, so that it'll be really fun. That one's at Neuralux tonight. If you're looking for some hard rock, Better Lovers, See You Space Cowboy, Foreign Hands, and Grey Haven at the Knitting Factory tonight might be your jam. Or perhaps The Amity Affliction, Currents, Dying Wish, and Mugshot, also at the Knitting Factory. That one's on Friday. If you're looking for some chill indie stuff, tonight Brad Stank, Rice Wine, and Snoozer are at Treefort Music Hall. I was listening to Brad Stank to, like, you know, organize these, and I recognized a bunch of his songs. I didn't really know his name. Sorry, Brad. No offense. But it just happens like that sometimes, you know? So you might recognize some, too, if you're looking to go kind of just chill out. That would be a good one. Also, on Saturday, May 4th, Brainstorm and then local group Mungo and DJ Mike Moses will be at Neuralux. Mungo is great on the main stage at Treefort this year, so that will be a fun show. And then on Monday, May 6th, Bombay Bicycle Club and Gengar are at Knitting Factory. That will be a good one. Then on Tuesday, May 7th, my friend Scott Joe is hosting Scott Joe's Funk Night at Shrine Social Club. That's going to be a really good one, so Scott Joe is one of my best buddies in the whole world. He's amazing. And it has a new group called Mondo Pondo, and they will be performing that night along with some other local funk bands. That will be a really fun time, real groovy night for a Tuesday. So come down to the Shrine and check that out. All right, last but not least, I wanted to tell you that The Modern recently announced the upcoming season of Campfire Stories. Campfire Stories is an event where local like authors and writers come together, and there's usually like, you know, three or four people each night, and they read on the patio at The Modern. And if you've been to the patio at The Modern, you know it's lovely, especially in the summertime. And so, yeah, you just pretty much like grab a drink and listen to people read. I love it. It's a really, really great event. I've heard some really cool stuff there. So they just announced the schedule this for the upcoming season. And guess who's on it? Me. I can't believe it either. I've never done an event like that before. And I'm a little nervous, but I think it's going to be really cool too. It's not just me. It is the From Boise crew. Well, some of us, myself, Julie Sarasqueta, and Amanda Patchen. So we will all be reading some of our From Boise stories and just kind of like talking about how we come up with things. And I don't know. I don't really have a plan yet, but we're going to read something and it's going to be cool. So that's on August 11th, but I'll read you the whole schedule. So it starts next Sunday, May 12th, with J.R. Rivero Kinsey, Sarah Stinnels, and Taryn Birdsall. And then on Sunday, June 9th, it's Kim Barnes, C. Marie Furman, and Robert Wrigley. July 14th is Rebecca Evans. She's doing her book launch there. Tessie Ward and David Judo. Sorry if I butchered your last name just then, David. And then on Sunday, August 11th, Erin Rose Belair, who is a writer from Idaho. She doesn't live in Idaho anymore, but she will be back in town to read some stuff. I like Erin's writing a lot. So she's going to read a little bit. And then it will be us from Boise, Marissa, Julie, and Amanda. That's on Sunday, August 11th. I hope to see you there. Put it on your calendar. Then on Sunday, September 8th, it's Natalie Disney, Jody Eichelberger, and Alice Nelson. And then wrapping things up, October 13th is Christy Nogle, Isabel Schifrin, and Heather Sins. So that's Campfire Stories. That's the whole schedule. It's always on Sunday nights. I think it starts at 7. I should have that written down, but I don't. Yeah, again, I will be reading on August 11th. So if you like the sound of my voice on the podcast, you can come see it in real life. All right, that's all I got for you. I will talk to you next week. Go check out the newsletter in the meantime. You know where it is. All right. Thanks for listening. Have a fun weekend.